I could sit here all day and look at you. Are you blushing? Yes. I am too.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for agreeing to participate in the interview. We appreciate it. The project will definitely benefit Panamanians of West Indians and the Tobacco sector more broadly. I will begin by asking you a variety of questions about cultural background, culture, family, etc. And I want to
when I was born in Gorgas Hospital, right up the street from here, 1937. Yes. And, well, what more should I say about where I was born? I just said it. And my parents, okay, two different sides. One side is Barbadian, the other side is Jamaican. Traditionally, you're not supposed to get along. But Mom and Dad got along pretty well. Okay. I went to school on what used to be the Canal Zone. I graduated from La Boca High School. From there, I went to the United States, supposedly to study, but I was too smart for that, see? My uncle told my mother what I was doing, and I had to join the U.S. military so that I would support myself. In the military, I traveled all over the world, I would say, you know. And after the military, I worked with U.S. military customs. So, and at this job, I traveled all through Central and South America. So I have a pretty good knowledge of the culture, traditions of all these countries. Yes. Yes.
So tell me more about what the job was like, what you liked about it.
Okay, my job was in customs. My job was to inspect all these troops that go into these different countries before they go back to the United States, so that they wouldn't have to go through a port of entry. They just go straight back to their bases. That's just the gist of my job, you know. Inspect